This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. This little sentence, phrase, verse, wallahi can be explained in one whole year. When we recite Al-Fatiha in prayer, do we reflect upon this meaning? Do we really say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen with understanding, with reflection? Or do we just say it because we have to say it and we have to get out of prayer as fast as possible? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allahu Akbar. Two descriptions of Allah the Exalted. Two beautiful, perfect, excellent names. For among His beautiful names. And these both words, two names, are derived from Rahma, which is mercy. So what is the difference between the two of them? They're both derived from mercy. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. The scholars have mentioned that Ar-Rahman is more intense than Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman is endowed with mercy that extends to all creation in this world and to the believers only on the day of resurrection. As for Ar-Rahim, they have mentioned that it is the mercy, it's endowed only or extends only to the believers on the day of retribution. But Allah Ta'ala, dear creatures, when you recite Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, when you recite this, know that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's mercy predominates His wrath. For indeed, when He created creation, He wrote in a book that is with Him over the throne. Over the throne, as the hadith mentions. Over His throne, as the hadith mentions. He wrote, indeed, my mercy predominates my wrath. Allah Ta'ala is the all-merciful. He created mercy in 100 parts. And how many parts did He send to earth? How many parts? One part of that 100 mercy. And that one part, Allahu Akbar. There's so much compassion, love, comfort, ease on this earth. One part. So much so that the animal will lift its hoof from its young one, fearing that it might stamp it and kill it. Just that one part of mercy. Subhanallah al-Azim. And the remaining 99 is with Allah Ta'ala in favor of the believers on the day of resurrection. Malik Yawm al-Din. What a beautiful verse. Malik Yawm al-Din. The Master of Masters, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Judge of Judges. On a day of resurrection, He is the King. He is the Sovereign. He is the monarch. Why? Because He is the creator. On that day, Allah Ta'ala will place the whole earth in one hand. He'll roll the heavens in the other hand. He'll raise it up high and say, I am the king. Where are the kings of the earth? Where are the arrogant? Where are the tyrants? On another narration it mentions, Allah Ta'ala will place the mountains, the trees on one finger, and He will shake them. He will shake them and say, I am the King. I am Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Malik Yawm al-Din. Yawma yakumu ar-ruhu wal-malaikatu saffa. لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صواب. The day when the spirit and the angels, Jibril and the angels, stand forth in rolls, no one on that day will say a word except he who Allah permits, and he speaks only the truth.